Hi everyone, welcome to the Change Your Mind podcast, where we explore personal development, spirituality, and science. I'm your host, Chris Ashley, and I'm really excited for my guest today. We are going to talk about neuro-emotional technique, which I don't really know much about, so I'm excited to learn along with you. First, a couple quick announcements. Head over to the links in the show notes. You're going to find a wealth of information. You will find links for my lovely guest. You will find ways to connect with me on social media, ways to sponsor the podcast, free downloads, my coaching and my courses. And let's see what else. As always, this podcast is part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network. So come follow along with us. We're doing tons of personal development events, both virtual and in person, with some huge headliners, really cool people in the field. And oh, you'll find a link to my book. That's what else I was going to say in the links to the show notes. Change your mind to change your reality. What if the one thing keeping you stuck is the way you think? Welcome to Change Your Mind with Chris Ashley, the podcast where science meets spirituality and mindset becomes your most powerful tool for transformation. I'm Chris Ashley, author of Change Your Mind to Change Your Reality, trainer, speaker, and lifelong seeker. For years, I battled trauma, depression, anger, chronic illness, low self-worth, and the weight of old stories. Until I discovered how to rewire my mind, reconnect with my divine nature, and consciously create a new reality from the inside out. This show is here to help you do the same. Each week, we explore the intersection of personal development, spirituality, and science, diving into topics like healing, emotional mastery, entrepreneurship, resilience, and the quantum nature of reality. You'll hear powerful stories, gain practical tools and real conversations that will help you change your perspective, get unshakable confidence, and live the vision your soul has always known is possible. Whether you're navigating a major life shift, building your dream business, or seeking deep healing and alignment, you're in the right place. So if you're ready to break through, take back your power, and create a life on your terms, this is your moment. Let's break free from the patterns that hold us back, awaken to who we truly are, and rise. Your transformation starts now. All right, let's jump into it. So with me today, I have Nicole Kerr. Nicole is an award-winning health expert and best-selling author. She's appeared on a host of TV shows and radio shows to share her unique perspective on wellness, nutrition, and spirituality. For the past 30 years, Nicole has worked in all sectors of society, including government, nonprofit, military, academia, healthcare institutions and hospitals, corporate settings, and private consultation. Today, she is pursuing her vocation as an eternality advocate. Eternality? Am I saying that correctly? Okay. Yeah. Public speaker. Okay, great. And has a part-time counseling business during neuro-emotional technique. She is a 100% disabled veteran. Thank you for your service. Registered dietitian nutritionist. And her favorite credential is BTDT. Been there, done that. I love that. Welcome, Nicole. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you, Chris. I'm delighted to be here.
So I start all my episodes the same way, and that is by asking my guest what their origin story is. So what is it that, and I just read your list of credentials. You have worked in every sector, I think. I'm really curious about is the path, the journey that you went on to become a neuro-emotional technique practitioner. So if you wouldn't mind sharing your story.
Absolutely. You know, I think for most of us, especially in the healing sector, we go into fields trying to heal ourselves initially. And as a result of that journey, we wind up healing others. So that's the course I actually took as well. When I was 19 years old, I was in a car crash where I was pronounced dead at the scene. It was a near-death experience. And the results of that and the healing that's occurring, and it's still ongoing, even though it's been 41 years, the journey that has taken me on has totally transformed my life. And due to the extent of my injuries, I was in the hospital for 4 months. I absolutely went on almost every single diet in the hospital during those 4 months from all my different injuries. So I understood the value of nutrition in terms of healing. And when I came out, the doctor had told my mom and dad, Nicole has been through a massive trauma. She's going to need mental health counseling. She's going to need a psychiatrist, a psychologist. And my parents are extremely religious, Chris. And they looked at her, at the doctor, and said, I'm sorry, she doesn't need that. Jesus is our psychologist. She's going to be just fine. And I have to tell your audience, I was not fine. Okay. Jesus never came down and sat on the sofa and said, Nicole, let's start talking about your trauma. Let's start, you know, unraveling this so you understand what's going on in your mind and body. So as a result of not getting help in a traumatic situation, your body's going to maladapt and try to figure it out in a way that you can survive and keep going. And in my case, it resulted in, back then in the 80s, it was called compulsive overeating. Today, it's known as binge eating syndrome. And it actually was devastating for me because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why. I had such willpower. I could not stop stuffing food into my mouth. And I just felt shame and just guilt and just so many emotions that are on the low vibration end of things as a result of this behavior. And I know many women and men struggle with eating disorders on both extreme or disordered eating, okay? A unhealthy relationship with food and body weight and exercise. And so I will tell you, I BTDT, been there, done that. I spent 20 years with dealing with this. And I went into nutrition and got my master's in it and became a registered dietitian nutritionist in order to fix myself. And guess what? It didn't work because food was not the issue. Food was the symptom of it. And the true issue was more of the mental, mind, psychology, trauma, and the emotional piece that I really had not tapped into at that time as well and wasn't even aware of. So my journey took me, once I graduated from graduate school, to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where I became a health communications specialist and translated the science into consumer-driven messages on anything related to nutrition, physical activity, and obesity. I was so passionate about preventative medicine, lifestyle, wellness. That was my, that's my box that I am so passionate about and still am passionate about today in the health field. So what I started doing is after CDC, I became a dietitian at a hospital. I've been a wellness director. And what I've seen over the years when I gave people diets, diabetes diet, renal diet, those are probably the two diets that have the greatest impact on your disease state that you really need to adhere to. And clients would get the diet, they'd understand why they needed to reduce their carbohydrates or why they needed to restrict phosphorus and potassium. And guess what? A life event would happen, a stressor, a trigger, and all of a sudden, all the knowledge they knew goes flying out the window, and all of a sudden, they're home eating that pint of Ben and Jerry's, or they're in the drive-thru getting the In-N-Out burger and the fries and the Coke, and they don't understand why they're doing this and why they are self-sabotaging themselves. And that to me was the biggest aha, was, oh my God, this is bigger than just giving people diets and trying to educate them on it. And I realized for myself at that time, I was the director of the Wellness Center, that I started having physical issues like belching. And the GI doctor's like, we have no idea what this is. And so I found my way to a chiropractor who specialized in NET. And he said, the first time I saw him 9 years ago, Nicole, this is all emotional. And I said, what? And he said, no, this is your pituitary gland. It has to do with you being a people pleaser, and you're still trying to please your mother and your father. And you have got to release that identity in order for you to heal. And it's taken me a long time because parents are our biggest wounds, okay? And we have to deal with that. And so, especially in the situation that I was in when my crash happened, it was a drunk driver. And even though I was a passenger, my parents still blamed me for making a poor decision by getting in a car with somebody who was drunk, even though I didn't know that. But they still, in their world, felt that I made a bad decision. So therefore, you deserve whatever consequences you get when you make a bad decision. They come from that generation, that belief system, which is unfortunate. But unfortunately, there's a lot of older people that really do have that belief. So I got into NET and I was a game changer in my life, Chris. My health started getting so much better. And so after 2 years of going to this practitioner, I said, I'm going to go get certified myself. So I did. I completely changed. I went into my own practice at that point. I completely changed it to dealing with people with food issues. And I did NET with them, neuroemotional technique, because NET is based on science-based, okay, peer-reviewed, evidence-based journal articles out there. It's not woo-woo stuff. It's based on a proven combination of the latest scientific research and century-old techniques from Eastern healing, such as acupuncture. And it acknowledges the relationship between our emotions and stress and environmental toxicity, which is a huge issue in our world today. Nutritional balance, yeah. Which I could have a whole show with you on it, just about food issues and what we're eating and what it's doing to us in terms of dysregulating our bodies and causing so much dis-ease. And of course, our physical structural integrity. So it looks at that whole home run, and it does it in a safe, natural, and non-invasive way. And it's been a game changer for my whole practice. And people see results instantly. They see it the first session and they are like, wow, I didn't know what I didn't know, you know, because this is unconscious. Yeah. This is unconscious stuff going on. And that is what we need to remember about stress. It's not up here. We used to just think stress was up here in the mind. And now we know it's in the whole body. Stress is a physiological phenomena, meaning our whole body. And I try to tell people a good way to explain it is, you know, you're sometimes not in control of your response. That part of you, there's a part of you that is that unconscious, okay, and the consciousness. We only operate with about 1% to 5% consciousness. The rest is unconscious. We don't even know it. So it's not about a rational response. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're driving down the road and, you know, you look down at your speedometer and the rational brain is in front of you going, I'm going 55 miles an hour. And then, okay, you hear, and you look in your rearview mirror and you see a cop car with the sirens going on. And the first thing you say is what? What do you think you say, Chris?
Oh shit, am I speeding? Yeah. Is he going to pull me over?
Yes, exactly. You're like clutching the steering wheel. Your heart starts racing. You know, you may be sweating and you got these butterflies in your stomach. That is an example of your of that physiological response to stress. Your body is reacting to that siren, okay? And that's because the rational brain is seeing you going 55 miles an hour, but you still think it is, you're going to get caught and it's a threat to you, but it's a perceived threat. It's not necessarily real. And then we call that the emotional reality. That is your emotional reality. And then the police car just goes right by you, you know, pulls around and goes right in front of you. And you go, oh, okay, I'm okay, right? And the other part about this is that people are so used to that, that it is now the new normal. And this is not healthy for all of us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for explaining all of that and for sharing your story. And I think you're going to share your near-death experience story with me on the other show, if I'm not mistaken. I'm excited for that. Everyone tune in to Beyond Reality, my other show. Nicole's going to come on and talk about her near-death experience if you're like, wait, I want to hear that part. I can't believe that I haven't heard about this because I try everything and I'm so fascinated. And I love that, I mean, the show is about spirituality backed up and personal development backed up by science. So I love that it's peer reviewed. I love that it's grounded in real life. And the obvious question is like, how does it work? What is it? Cause as you're talking, like I'm a huge fan of the body code and the emotion code. And I know like you use muscle testing for that. And it's the same kind of principle, but maybe that one's a little more in the air. So I'm just so curious how this actually works.
Okay. So this technique is it finds and resolve stuck patterns using the help of manual muscle testing, which uses any healthy muscle. We usually use the arm to do that. We push down on it. And you're trying to find when you add a referral trigger, and that can be anything. It can be a food, it can be a picture, it can be an emotional feeling, it can be a physical contact, you can listen to a video. And if you have a physiological reaction and the muscle goes weak, that means that there is a part of your body that is actively responding to this and you've never resolved it. And if you think about stress, stress responses such as fear and grief, and some of these really hard ones that can affect us negatively for much, much, much longer after the original event occurred. When our body fails to let go of these responses, we start having these unexplained aversions, and we start self-sabotaging ourselves. And that's what I was talking about earlier. People were self-sabotaging by eating that pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. We all do it, you know, comfort food at certain points. But when that pattern comes back, you have to pull back these layers and get at that root underlying belief system that's causing that trigger to keep coming back and keep coming back. And you keep avoiding it by going into your trances. And what I call your trances are anything that you escape into. It can be compulsive overeating. It can be binge drinking. It can be binging out on Netflix. It can be compulsive shopping. But all of these things that just cause you to disassociate and not be in your body, grounded and present. And also, it helps address a lot of destructive behaviors and beliefs and a lot of chronic physical conditions that are going on. When you go to the doctor and you've got something wrong with you and you know it, and the doctor he does all these tests and can't find a single thing wrong with you. How many people have that happen to, you know? And you're like, well, there's something going
on. Everyone, yeah.
it's like there's something going on here. I'm not crazy. And I want to tell you, you are not crazy. And most of the time, it's an emotional component that's stuck. And it's now time for you to start getting the help you need to address this and let it come out. And you need to start letting your body heal. And you have to feel to heal. Let me say that again. It's cool. You have to feel to heal. The issues are in your tissues. So this is a really important thing to do. And when you go to a session with a practitioner, they will do the muscle testing on you to see where you are. They will test and see what emotion is coming up for you. You don't have to figure out the emotion yourself, because most of us can't identify the emotion. We live in an emotionally illiterate society. We grow up, unfortunately, Chris, with about four emotions: bad, sad, mad, and glad. Okay? When I was little, I got really strict instructions from my father, especially, you don't hurt your mother. That was a big one. You don't get angry. Don't you dare get angry at me or your mother. So, you know, you push these emotions down. You're not allowed to display anger. You're not allowed to, quote, hurt anybody. So you grow up, and what's happening with all these emotions? They're staying stuck inside your body, okay? And you don't know how to deal with emotions. You're not taught how to feel and to release them in a healthy way. So they build up over years and years, and then after you've had kids and the kids finally go off to college, usually what I'm seeing right now in my practice, about 50-year-old women all of a sudden going, oh my gosh, I've got all this emotional stuff coming up and I don't know what to do with it. And it's years of stuff that you locked away. Okay. So they will help guide you. They'll map your body and they will help you find out whatever the issue is that you want to be okay with. So something you're not okay with right now that you want to get okay with, this is what we're looking for. So for a lot of people that I worked with, they want to get okay with losing weight. Well, in order to get okay with losing, you got to be okay with where you're at right now, okay? Because you're going to develop resistance if you're not, and we got to get rid of the resistance. But most of the stuff that I work with people on goes back to their childhood that they never resolved. And for me, I became a people pleaser. That's a very common identity a lot of women take on early in life. And we do it because we need that identity to survive. Okay, but as we get older, guess what? It turns on us and it starts sabotaging us. And we're spending all this energy and effort trying to please our mother, you know, and trying to please our kids and trying to please the PTA and every other organization. And guess what? At the end of the day, what are you getting out of this? Most of us feel like we were a roach that got stomped on. We got nothing back. So that's an identity that's no longer serving you and actually sabotaging you that you have to put to death. So it's important that you start understanding and become aware that the lack of just thinking you can keep pushing them away and keep staying in trances is going to keep working for you. It's not. This whole world is in a state of needing to wake up, and we have to wake up ourselves first and change our own self first before the greater good, before that. It's going to go from ground up and then top down. Okay. It's a vertical integration that we have to do our part to change our awareness and change our limiting belief systems that are keeping us held back. And you don't even know that you're doing it. That's the crazy thing about most of this. It's unconscious.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, everything you talked about, I'm so on the same page with you. You know, I write in my own book about a lot of similar things about stuck emotions, and eventually that can lead to disease too, right? Like, you Absolutely. Know that as well as anyone. It's so harmful for your body. And like you said, like, we don't even know we're doing it. It's no one's fault. There's no blaming anyone here. So I want to get like super clear on the technique itself. So you said, they'll muscle test your body, and it could be anything. They could show you anything from like a picture to, you know, whatever. Like, how do you even know where to start with someone? Like, what's like the starting point here?
So there's certain, meridian points from Chinese medicine that you can actually go into. You can go like a brain point, and you can muscle test that. You can also self muscle test. Okay. But that's a whole different league and a more advanced league to get into, but that they can start with. If you don't even know what to talk about, you can say, okay, I'm going to say to you, okay, let's just ask your body where it needs to start. So I can map and do your brain point, do your secondary metabolism point. You know, there's certain points that are meridians that we'll access. We can look at your lungs, you know, or do an organ, or we can do a chakra. You know, we can go in on anything, you know, or if there was a video that you saw that was extremely stressful for you, you can watch the video. Okay. And I'm testing you while we're watching, and you're going weak. So then I start testing you using your acupressure points here. Okay. And that is related to acupressure concepts of earth, wood, water, fire, those elements, you know, the governing vessel, the conception vessel. And then those areas have specific emotions. And then your body will either go weak or strong based on what you're thinking about or what that video's doing. And it will tell me if it's the wood area. Uh-oh, that's where I got to stop. And now we're going to figure out, is it anger? You know, and you go weak on anger. Okay, so your body is angry. And I can tell you from a food perspective, what I notice, if you're binging or craving crunchy kind of things like popcorn or chips or stuff like that, you want to go, yeah, you're angry and you're not expressing it. Okay. There's something going on with you. So the food can give you a clue as to what is going on. Same thing with sweet. Okay. If you are craving sweets all the time and binging on sweets, including ice cream's a different story, but anything sweet, think about how you are not being sweet or kind to yourself. Your self-talk is very negative, very shame-based, I should have done this kind of thing. Or it can be somebody is not being sweet to you. Your husband or your partner is not being sweet or kind to you. Your kids are not. They're cursing at you. They're blatantly disregarding what you're telling them to do. So you are you know, you're not getting that sweetness. So you want to get it from the food because you're not giving it to yourself and they're not getting it from others. So metaphorically, we can look at food and look at the emotions as well. But you will get mapped for, okay, what is the, you know, what is the actual emotion? And then what is so cool about this technique that I really love is once you clear it in the present day, we can ask your body, it's called indexing for time. We can go back in time and see when this emotion first started, when this pattern first started for you. And we'll start, is it conception to 10 years old? Is it 10 to 20? And your body will stop at the age that it needs to clear it. And it may take a couple of clearings. It may have happened at 40. It may have happened at 22. And it may have happened at 11. And then you wind up going all the way back to 6 years old and you realize you were never allowed to individuate and you are really angry because you were told who you're going to be, what you're going to do all the time. You are never allowed to self-express. And so now you're 60 years old and going, I don't know who I am because I never got to individuate. I was always told what I was going to do, how I was going to do it, where I was going to be, you know, so that's the kind of thing that it does. And I will tell you, in my practice, it even goes back generationally and it goes back ancestrally. And if you believe in past lives, it can even go into past lives. So it helps with all of that because a lot of these patterns we have inherited, they're generational beliefs. And I see that more in the spiritual realm than anything else is your conception of God. Where do you get that? Well, I got it from my parents because we went to this church or we didn't go to this or whatever it is. So it's time to start waking up and start questioning those belief systems if they're not working for you anymore and get rid of them and replace them with ones that are. And they may be completely opposite of what you had believed before. And that's the transformation part that takes work. And you know that as a coach.
Yeah. That's so fascinating. The kind of food, like the salty, crunchy can be anger and the sweet, like it makes so much sense. And it's like all of these practices, cause I've dived deep into so many different practices, which is why I was like, I can't believe I haven't heard of this, like over the past couple decades. And they're all like subtly linked, right? Like, I don't know, like Louise Hay and Julia Cannon write about how like different things in your body means different things. Like if you're having pain in your foot, it means you're like not following your correct path or right. Or like pain in your neck means you're like not turning to look at something. Right. And it's just, it reminds me of that because it's so obvious. And I'm literally down here like Googling neuro-emotional technique versus body code, because as you're talking about it, you could very well be talking about the body code, and which I love.
Yes.
And especially how it goes into, it can go into generational and past life, and like, and you use muscle testing for both, and it's all about using muscle testing to identify and release stuck emotions and imbalances in the body. It's literally like so similar. So I'm definitely going to need to get, I love body code. I like swear by that. So like, I know I'm going to love this because it sounds so familiar. But okay. So I'm curious, like you keep saying like mapping the body for emotions. So let's say I'm going in, you know, and I'm sure I can use like any illness, any ailment, right? I mean, we can use what you teach. You work with people who binge eat. So let's go say I'm going in on binge eating, and no, let's pick something else because we already know that. Let's say infertility. That's something I've dealt with. Let's say I'm going in for infertility. How do you like walk me through it? What happens? Like, how do you map my body to figure out what's causing that?
So what do you want to be okay with regarding infertility would be my question to you that you're not okay with right now.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question. What do I want to be okay with that I'm not, because I like that. Because you were talking about like what you resist persists too, right? Which is also, that's been coming up. I can't tell you. I think like the last like 10 people I've had on the show have mentioned that phrase. And it's like, there's something going on with the universe, right? Where it's like, I need to hear it, or the listeners need to hear it, or like, well, the world needs to hear it or something.
Chris, you just talked about it. We're in a collective consciousness. I'll go ahead and give you a gem from my near-death experience. What is on the other side, the message is we are all love and one consciousness, okay? So this collective consciousness that we are, if we are in resistance mode, it's going to create pain. It's going to create suffering because it's not allowing. It's like being this tense person all the time. And what does that do to our muscles? You know, it just absolutely paralyzes your whole body. Nothing can move. It's staying in this part of your brain, the sympathetic state, that fight flight part of your brain, the amygdala. You're never going to make a clear decision. You're not going to have clarity when you are making decisions out of fear, this part of your brain. You have got to turn that off and get into your parasympathetic part, the frontal cortex here. That's where you rest, you digest, and you're able to make executive decisions. But so many of us, like I said earlier with that car, that new normal is that, oh my God, I'm in that stress state all the time. We don't turn it off. And that has contributed to so much anxiety on our planet right now, so much depression and all PTSD, because we're staying stuck back here and not turning this off and being able to use this part and letting our food digest. If you think about that, when we're able to digest more of what is going on in our life, digest these emotions, feel them and release them, you're going to be able to digest your food better and everything else in the whole system starts clearing up. But as we now know, our second brain is in our gut. So many people have gut issues and it's like, I can't stomach this. We have all these emotional phrases.
There's another one,
we have butterflies in my stomach, you know, that correspond to the emotions. And in Chinese medicine and NET, your stomach is about earth, okay? That is the earth remedy or the earth meridian that we're looking at. And one of the primary emotions related to that is over concern for others. So people that are empathetic and sensitive, we tend to be over concerned for others at our own peril. And we start having gut issues, okay? We start having celiac disease. We start having diverticulitis. We start having irritable bowel syndrome, all these kind of stomach related digestive issue things, you know? So it's important. And that particular emotion is also related to lack of control over events. And when you've had a trauma in your life and you have not processed it, Chris, you are going to put safety as your number one priority in your life. So something like that never happens to you again. If you have children and you've not resolved it, you're going to make sure you're going to project onto them their need to be safe so something like that doesn't happen to them. And so you are going to have to work through that in order to resolve it. Otherwise, you're going to stay stuck in that trauma part of it. So it's really, really important that you work through this. And unfortunately, you guys, you have to work through the trauma. It's not easy. It's not fun to do, but it's part of our journey on this planet is to evolve. And that is part of the evolution, is to do this transformative work at the emotional level. And we all need to become aware of it and start doing it in order to raise the vibration of this planet and take responsibility for ourselves.
I love everything you just said. Yes. I'm like, yes, I love it. Okay. I want to get back to what we were just talking about though. So if I came to you for infertility, and what was the question you posed? Like, what am I not being okay with? Is that what it was?
What do you want to be okay with regarding infertility that you're not okay with right now?
So if someone, because I'm thinking about what do I want to be okay with? I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that something that like people consciously know or is...
Well,
Like, do you help people figure that out?
Yeah. I can help them figure it out. They tell me like the story of what's going on. I can help them figure that out. But if they just say, I don't even know where to start, I will say, well, let's start with your bad body. And so I can start with muscle testing your organs. So we can look at the brain, we can look at the liver, we can look at, you know, we can, and I'll, if you go weak, the kidneys are usually associated with fear. You know, if you are peeing a lot, if you notice your hydration intake is staying about the same, but you start peeing more frequently, like 2 or 3 times an hour, or even more than you normally do, here's a clue. You're in fear and you probably don't even recognize it. Okay. Because like I said earlier, we only are raised with those usually 4 emotions, but there are a buffet of emotions to choose from. We just haven't been taught how to identify them. And that's where emojis are helpful for kids nowadays to help them understand, oh, here's the expression for this feeling. So I can use more than I feel mad, you know, because mad is that whole wood at a limit, but that includes everything from anger, irrationality, frustration, aggression, whether it's yours or other people's aggression towards you, to depression and emotional repression. It's a big category. So we need more than just mad to describe that. So I could map that.
Totally.
And then I could map, and it'll probably show up in your reproductive organs, the infertility issue. Okay. So that would be non-thinking, non-emotive. What do you don't want to think about? What do you don't want to feel? What, you're depleted energetically. Mm-hmm. You're depleted. You've suppressed. You start having these vivid dreams. Okay. So those are the emotions that are going on in those sex organs. So what is it that you don't want to feel or think about? You know, maybe that there's something wrong with me that we can't get pregnant, or I'm somehow imperfect. If you tend to be a perfectionist, you know, something's wrong with me. That's a lot of the message eating disorders get, is that, you know, they're tend to be perfectionistic, and they realize, okay, wait a minute, I'm not the problem all the time. I don't need to be perfect, but it's a control mechanism. So for them, but you know, that would be what I would ask you, because your body is showing, at least that's where it went weak. So that's kind of how it would work. But most of the time,
got people, it. Okay. So it's like
an issue.
So it's like each organ, and which is like Chinese medicine, each organ is associated with a certain thing. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Cause I do understand a little bit about Chinese medicine. I know like anger is like gallbladder and liver, right? Like,
that's right.
Resentment. Or grief is lungs. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'm following now. I'm getting it. Okay. So, and this is so fascinating, and I cannot wait to find cause you can't do it online, right? So I couldn't do it distance with you, right? I'd have to find someone in person.
Because you need the muscle. We usually use the arm, unless you don't have an arm, then we'd use a leg or something like that. But you need to have that relationship with a practitioner. But you can go on the NET Mind Body website, and they have a whole list of practitioners, and you can find someone. You're in California. That's the home of NET, is Carlsbad. Ensenada down there is where it all started. So California has a lot of practitioners. Like, I'm the only one out here in the Outer Banks in North Carolina that's doing this. So it's still a relatively new concept up here, just like you're finding out living in California where it started. But they're usually chiropractors, they're acupuncturists, they're mental health people are getting in the field. I am one of the handful, I can count on this many fingers, how many dietitians have actually gotten this certification. And I wish more dietitians, if you're a dietitian out there, please look into getting certified with NET, especially if you work with any type of, actually any disease state, because most of the time there is unresolved emotional issues related to almost any disease. Cancer is a biggie that most people don't realize. In fact, one of the studies that came out regarding NET looked at cancer patients, and it uses functional MRIs, and they did it before and after the person worked through NET sessions. And so many people, when they hear that word cancer, when the doctor first tells them, they're sitting across from them and says, okay, you have stage whatever cancer, they can't get past the word cancer, okay? Because most of us go from cancer to death. That's usually what the trajectory is. And so many people just disassociate. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to feel it. They just get on with the treatment. But they don't know that their body is feeling all these different emotions by hearing this. It's a huge trigger. So they just say, I'm just going to go through the treatments. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to just, they're trying to control it in their mind instead of letting their body feel it. And unfortunately, that only adds to the stress of the treatment instead of being able to feel it. And then anything that they do related to a treatment, it's going to cause them that same level of stress as if the first time they heard it. So it's a fascinating study. It's on PubMed, and it really looks at, the brain physiology experienced by cancer patients when they get that diagnosis. So it's when they were exposed to it, their hippocampus lit up. Initially when they heard the statement, their hippocampus lit up red. And then after working through up to 5 sessions with NET, they went back in the machine and it wasn't there. And it doesn't come back. That's the other thing about NET. The unresolved stressor, once it's resolved, it doesn't come back on that particular thing. And again, we're talking about your emotional reality. That's why, Chris, you can go, Thanksgiving's coming up, everybody in your family can go to the same place, experience the same setting, and then 10 years later, you go back and you talk about it, and every one of us have a different version of the story of what happened, right? And you go, how can that be? We were all sitting there at the same time, but we all have different stuck patterns that something happened where it triggered me and I couldn't get past it. And then something happened that triggered my sister. She couldn't get past it. So whatever we're not getting past, we're stuck there. And that's how we reinterpret the story. And that's why it all comes out different for everybody. Does that make sense? Because our emotional
everyone reality, has their own lens.
Yes. Our emotional reality is what we're working with here. It may not be the absolute facts and historical scenario of what actually happened, but that doesn't matter to your body. It's what you emotionally perceive.
Yeah, absolutely. We all have our own lens through which we view the world. Okay. So how do you clear these emotions using NET?
So you will go to whatever side the acupressure point is, and you'll either do a light touch or a harder touch. And what you do, these are your two emotional points, and you hold that and you hold the picture. So if it's back when you were 12 years old, you go back in time to 12 years old, you see yourself, you feel the anger that you didn't allow yourself to feel then. And so you're holding that picture and you breathe through it. Okay. And a chiropractor can adjust you on different parts of your spine as you're doing that. Mental health person can just hold that with you, you know, but the breathing, because that's our life, right? Our breath. Once we lose our breath, we don't live anymore. You know, that's that life force, that chi. So the breathing of that moves that energy through our body, moves that emotion, and you come out of it. And then I ask them, okay, let's check and see if there are any other emotions on that same picture feeling, because there may be more than just the anger. So we check, and there may be, okay, I felt vulnerable at that time. So then we got to clear the vulnerability. So you have to go to that point and clear that. So there may be multiple emotions on one particular trigger. And so you need to clear all of those. And that may take a little bit of time. You can't just do this in, 10 minutes and go, boom, we're done. Because you're having to take the person back. At least that's what I do. I take them back to where the root cause originally started. And then at the end of the session, we test to see if they're strong with what they wanted, their test statement was, their what they wanted to be okay with that they weren't okay with coming in. And so far in my practice, they've always cleared it. But it may take a couple, if it's a very big issue, it may take a couple of sessions to get to that root cause. Like in the study with the cancer, it was such a big issue that it brought up so much for people. It usually took up to 5 sessions with a therapist, with a practitioner to do that. And I do want to say, this is not counseling. Okay. It does not replace, counseling. It's not it's based in psychology, but it is not counseling. But it has been a game changer in my life because I had a real hard time accessing emotions and actually letting my body feel them. And that's why, to me, it is so important in that whole mind-body connection, mind-body-spirit connection, that this is, that's one of the reasons it's part of the wellness wheel, is because this is so valuable and so important and so necessary to a healthy life.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's so interesting that you can like go to a chiropractor and they'll adjust you on it too. Like that's pretty amazing. The whole thing is incredible. So do people have an emotional release, or like, how do you figure out it's cleared? Is it just through the muscle testing, or do they like feel it?
I just had a lady who she's 52. She has had the cancer. She's had breast cancer and lung cancer. The breast cancer just came back. So she said, I know it's emotional. The first session she told me, it was like, she was proud of it. I've never cried. Even when I first heard it, I've never cried. And she actually cried at the end of that session. And she said to me, oh my God, Nicole, I can't believe this, you know? And she said, I always thought crying was weak. And I said, oh my God, no. I said, it is so important to clear, you know, it's a cleansing process. It's important that you are able to release that. So she was ready. That's the other piece of this. You have to be ready to do the work. And she is ready. And she has made so much progress. And so they can have an emotional discharge like that. Is usually what I see is crying, because they've accessed a part of them that they didn't know. And sometimes that is so traumatic and so sad for them that they've lived under this belief system their entire life and could not see it and weren't aware of it and how much it has sabotaged them for so long. And they feel like, why couldn't I figure this out sooner? Why didn't I know sooner? You know, that kind of thing. And I will tell you, I understand that. I feel the same way too sometimes. Like, why couldn't I figure this out sooner? I'm, you know, this age and blah, blah, blah.
It's your journey, right? Those are the lessons you had to learn.
Yeah. And you are exactly where you need to be for today. The other way is I'll ask somebody after session, how do you feel? And I will say, almost every time they say, I feel lighter. I came in here and I felt really heavy and I feel a lot lighter now. And several people had said they slept better, you know, because they weren't so worried. The fear wasn't consuming them. So different, you know, a whole spectrum you will see. But yes, there is definitely an emotional release. And sometimes it comes 24 or maybe 48 hours. You know, it has to actually work through the system. There's an actual time clock where you hit in Chinese medicine every single organ at different times. Like if you're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's your liver energy, that kidney. You are mad about something, you know? So, you know, I tell them to give themselves 24 hours and to be really gentle with themselves and to not take on anything emotionally charged the rest of the day, because you have just processed a lot, whether you think you have or not, you really have. It's been a workout.
Yeah, that's amazing. I totally forgot about the clock on with Chinese medicine. That's totally, I heard that so long ago and it's so interesting and I forgot about that. That's really cool about the woman who had the emotional release. Like, crying is so important. Like, I love a good cry, right? It's just like it's like a pressure valve gets released.
Yeah, but we forget, some people's beliefs are completely opposite. Their image is they got to hold it all together. They got to be strong, right? You know, associate crying with weakness. And in their family, that's how they grew up. So they learned to shut that off and plow on through. And unfortunately it has caught up with her. And religion was also a huge part of this for her as well, because she believed in a God that was fear-based and loving, like a lot of the religions present. They're dual. It's God is loving, but also you got to fear him and fear punishment and the wrath of God. So she felt the sins, quote, sins she had done in her life were punished. The cancer was the punishment. And she goes, God, I never really thought of it like that. So, you know, she's having to really go back and undo a lot of belief systems that clearly had sabotaged her, but she was not willing to take the time, and the cancer has slowed her down to do that. So she's actually grateful that the cancer has shown up and it's kept coming back. So she goes, I guess I hadn't gotten to it until, you know, until I'm starting to work with you. And not that NET will be everybody's match. There are a lot of different modalities out there for all kinds of, you know, people. And so if this doesn't work for you, try EMDR, try biofeedback, there's so many things that are now available that we didn't have access to, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago that work, that are evidence-based and that are non-invasive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just hearing about that woman even more, it sounds like she was really blaming herself, yes. Right? Which is a whole other category of stuck emotions that can harm you. So when you're taking someone back to figure out like where this even started, what does that journey look like? You know, do you do it with like visualization? I know you can ask like through muscle testing, like were you between the ages of like 8 and 10 or whatever, but like how do you pinpoint exactly what it is?
So I usually, it based on what we had been discussing at the beginning, the current trigger, a lot of times they'll be able to go, oh, I know exactly what it was. At 16, I had sex with this guy and my dad didn't approve of it. You know, they'll know what the issue was that they felt shame and blame or whatever about. And if they can't pull it up, I can ask their body, okay, let's check the concept that maybe it was related to religion or God or the church. If that's not it, it's related to a family member. Oh, okay. Is it a female family member? Is it a male family member? Is it immediate family? Is it family, family of origin, or is it a relative? Is it a, you know, so is it on the paternal? Is it on my dad's side or my mother? You know, you can drill down to specific things. Is it a pet? You know, the relationship with a pet. You lost a pet and you never were able to grieve it. So, I mean, it's multiple avenues that you can go down to help them get clarity on that. And, you know, of course, the younger you are, the more we tend to forget things. So some of these things are coming in right at birth. And so you have to go, okay, where were you and what were you doing? You know, what were your parents doing? What was the situation surrounding your birth? You know, and oh, it was traumatic. You know, my mom, I was 3 weeks late or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, you really didn't want to come into this world, did you? And she's like, no, I really didn't. I would love to have stayed in there because I knew it was going to be a rough ride, you know? So, you know, it's kind of interesting that the body will bring up the episode pretty quickly. But if not, then I can ask a lot of questions, but you have to take them back and ask them where they were, what they were doing at that time period. You know, and then they start that because like one of the people I recently, I've never thought about that for 40 years, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. You didn't want to think about that. So it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing what we stick back there. That hippocampus, it stores those memories.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, thank you so much for explaining all of this. I'm so excited to try it because I love trying every healing modality and it has so many similarities to so many other things. And to me, that's just even more proof that like all of these modalities, like you said, that like, they're all so legit.
Yes.
You know, and I feel like the mindset is shifting and humanity is shifting and people are starting to wake up and realize like the Western medicine route, like while it does have good things about it, it's not the end all be all. And there is a lot that our bodies can heal if we help get out of the way, right? Or if we help clear things that have been blocking it from doing what it's made to do.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you taking the time. Absolutely. Is there anything we didn't touch on today that you really feel like people should know?
You know, I would just say that self-care is the most important thing that you can do right now. And self-care means taking care of yourself in a physical environment. Okay. So the foods that you eat, try to eat more healthy than not healthy. Okay. Really make that effort to do that instead of loading up on comfort foods, especially during the holiday season. Okay. Get out, be active, get out in nature, ground yourself. It is so important right now to be grounded. So take your shoes off, go get in touch with Mother Earth. And take care of your emotions, okay? Because right now in our country, this is post-election that we're recording this, there is a lot of pent up energy in our world right now, and that energy has to go somewhere. So you need to really be dealing with your own issues and clearing yourself before you go and spew it on other people inappropriately, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And then
the oh my gosh, we are three days post-election. Just to give everyone context, and yeah, you're seeing all the internet posts I am. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, sorry, you went out on me there. So, and then of course.
I just said no. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to give everyone context. Like, there is a lot of hatred spewing online right now.
Yeah, and the stress levels on Americans we're over a 10. If it's 1 out of 10, we're over a 10 right now. And I also want to say, I worked at CDC, at Centers for Disease Control, and I'm a very scientifically oriented person. And what's really a concern for me as well is the rise in stress among teenagers that's reported. It's reported that is their top health concern, is the level of stress. And we have seen this through anxiety, through the depression, all of that, even suicides are increasing. So we have got to start, as adults, dealing with our own stress, and in that way, help our kids to learn to manage their stress in an effective way and not to be glued to these devices and thinking that's going to help it. So I did want to point that out because that really concerns me. And as a disabled veteran, I'm 100% disabled because of this car crash I was in. I will tell you that it's more than 22 veterans a day that commit suicide. It's more like 30 because, once again, the data did not include the state of Texas and the state of California, which are our two biggest states. So it is more like 30 veterans a day. So times 7, that's 210 veterans each week commit suicide. And a lot of this is related to mental health and not getting the proper access. And I think this is a wonderful modality. If you have a veteran or you are a veteran, if you can get access to this kind of treatment, I think it may be worth a couple of sessions to help you as well to deal with PTSD and some of the other issues you may be facing. So I wanted to add that as well.
Yeah, that's so important. And I was going to say, why do you think the stress among teenagers is going up? Do you think it's due to social media? And then you said, get off your devices. So, you know, I think maybe you do. And maybe it has to do with, you know, all the toxins in our food and our environment and all the things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, just since we have like another, I mean, do you have another moment or two just to give any like post-election stress-free advice? And maybe we'll put this out there a little sooner. Since people might be able to hear that a little, might need to hear that.
Okay. The first thing I want to say is you're okay. You may not feel okay, but you're okay. The sun is still rising and setting. Okay. The trees in your yard are still there. Okay. So I want you to take a couple of deep breaths, and most people need to get off of social media and the news for at least a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, but you need to get in a place where you're not getting triggered. We have to take care of our nervous systems right now. And that is why I was going back to important self-care tips. Okay. I mean, self-care is the most important thing you can do right now. So don't go to where you're getting triggered. Don't be around people who are triggering you. If you are in a family that is triggering you, don't take the phone call, you know, or put up a boundary and say, we are not going to talk about the election, period. And if they go there, say, I'm sorry, I told you we're not going to go there. I have to get off the phone right now. And so it's about you stating, voicing what you need, and then having the mindset and sticking to that boundary. And don't just sit in a dinner conversation if you've already stated you didn't want to hear politics and they start talking. You get up and leave. You take care of yourself. You go take a bath. You go do something, you know. So I get it that we're all reacting in various ways right now, but it's important to take care of your nervous system, because when that thing fries, oh my gosh, we're usually laying in bed, can't move, and just feel so helpless. And we're not, okay? This is a coming This is a light moment, okay? In my opinion, this is about light energy and dark energy, and the light is showing us where we are so divided, and we have got to come back together into unity as a nation and as a world. And that is going to take what it takes, but we can still keep our intentions and our positive and our work that we're doing and everything, the self-care. We have to keep working on ourselves. Change yourself. Do not let people bully you. Okay. If I can say anything, do not let bullies in your own life continue to bully you, your children, or anyone that you know. If we take care of that in our own lives, it will rise up higher.
Beautifully said. Thank you. And, you know, I know your specialty is as a dietitian with eating disorders. We did not talk about that at all today. But if you are listening and you want to try, you're in North Carolina, I think you said, and you want to try NET, and especially if you've got something going on with binge eating or some kind of disordered eating, and you really want to work with Nicole. Nicole, where can they find you? Or if they just want to hear more of your amazing self, where can they find you online?
You know, I'm at NicoleKerr.com, and I have a contact page. You could write me on that. I'm shifting into spiritual wellness as my new platform. That's what I'm going into. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting away from actually doing a lot of the hand. You know, I'm still going to see a few patients, but I'm really going to start zeroing in on why that particular piece of the wellness puzzle is so important, and how we as a wellness industry do not want to address it and have not addressed it. And it is critically important. And you give a lot of airtime to that on your show, which I'm very grateful for. So I want to get more into that particular piece. But you can also, reach me out to me on my website, and there are podcasts, all the podcasts. I'm going to load up this podcast on there. You can see most of them I've done in relationship to my near-death experience. But I am also happy to refer you if you need a referral to someone. I can help you with that as well as best I can. And, you know, just don't give up.
Beautiful. Nicole, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure to have you on today. I learned so much from you. You are a wealth of information, and I just feel your positive energy and your compassion through the screen. So thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Listeners, send this to someone you think needs it. Like, comment, share, subscribe, all the things. Let's help lift humanity up. And, you know, we're all in this together. And I will see you all next week. Have a beautiful rest of your day.